Now the news. I'm Jian Yu. General Secretary Xi Jinping of the Communist Party of China's Central Committee has stressed rigorous and unswerving efforts in further promoting full and strict party governance. Xi Jinping, also Chinese President and Chairman of the Central Military Commission, vowed to maintain a zero-tolerance stance on corruption while addressing the sixth plenary session of the 19th CPC Central Commission for Discipline Inspection. At least three people have died in Tonga after the volcanic eruptions on the weekend. Authorities say with communications in Tonga cut off, the true extent of casualties in the island nation is not clear. Owen Polland has more.
It's been estimated that three-quarters of Tonga's population have been affected by the eruption, and the Red Cross is ready to launch a disaster emergency fund. The most significant damage is on the west coast of Tonga's main Tongatapu Island, where the tsunami destroyed homes and businesses, including the popular Ha'atafu beach resort.
China would deliver a batch of disaster relief supplies to Tonga to assist the country's recovery from the recent volcanic eruption and tsunami. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says the essential supplies, including drinking water and food, will arrive in Tonga as soon as possible, pending the country's airport conditions. It's been confirmed all Chinese nationals living on Tonga's main island are safe following Saturday's volcanic eruption and tsunami. Ambassador Cao Xiaoling says in an exclusive interview that the embassy is providing assistance.
There are over 1,000 Chinese nationals living on the main island. We've contacted all of them and confirmed their safety. Their daily life and work go as normal without disruptions. Since communication with the outside is cut off, we've asked the Tongan government to help us contact the Chinese nationals living on the outlying islands and provide necessary assistance.
A leading New Zealand volcanologist says the Tonga volcanic eruption is not likely to cause global climate change. Professor Shane Cronin of the University of Auckland says most of the volcanic plumes from the eruption were in the lower part of the atmosphere, which means there is not much aerosol to reflect sunlight and cause global cooling. The Chinese mainland reported 55 new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases on Tuesday. Of the new local cases, 33 cases were reported in Henan, 14 in Tianjin, and 1 in Beijing. About 1 in 5 Americans have been affected with COVID-19. That's according to data from Johns Hopkins University. Also, over 850,000 COVID-19 deaths have been reported in the United States. The state of emergency imposed in Kazakhstan amid riots in early January has ended. The authorities say law and order have been restored, but the anti-terrorist operation continues in several regions. Health officials put the number of those killed during the riots to 227. Maltese lawmaker Roberta Metsola has been elected as president of the European Parliament. The 43-year-old lawyer by profession won in a landslide vote. She's the third woman elected to the post. All qualification tournaments for the Beijing Winter Olympics have ended, and Team China has qualified for 95 of the 109 events. That's up from 55 events at the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics in 2018. It's been confirmed Polish President Andrzej Duda will attend the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics. The president's foreign affairs advisor says the president plans to take part in the opening of the Olympic Games and support Poland's athletes. China's central bank says it will guide financial institutions to ramp up support for the real economy. The People's Bank of China says it will implement market-based policy tools to support small and micro companies. Efforts will also be made to lower overall financing costs for enterprises. The central bank reiterated that the yuan exchange rate should be kept basically stable at an appropriate and balanced level. China's electricity consumption went up 10.3% in 2021. Total power use in China reached over 8.3 trillion kilowatt hours last year. The figure represents 14.7% growth from 2019. Residential power consumption saw a 7.3% increase. The country's gross domestic product expanded 8.1% last year. And that's the news. I'm Tian Yu.